Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody, this is Vanessa and
Asabi,
and together we are
Wine and Sympathy. Now we have a special little short episode for you today because you know why?
Why?
I fucked up.
Oh, no. I don't think you did. I think it was a glitch in the system.
Yes, it was a computer glitch. So we recorded a brilliant episode. It was
so
amazing.
Good.
Oh my gosh, it was so
amazing.
Good.
Like, if only you guys could hear it.
If
only
you could hear it. If only I could hear it. And I thought it was going great. And I saved it. And all of a sudden, there was a glitch in the matrix.
I think maybe it got lost in translation or when we were transcribing it over, whatever. But you know what? Our beautiful guest, who is amazing, has said that she'll
come back and
I just need to get some dates off you, some dates off me, and we'll get it sorted.
Exactly. So that episode will be coming to you. But in the meantime,
I was actually thinking about this.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to do like a little ditty? What I want to do is you tell me three things that really get you like pissed off. I was going to say a swear word then, but pissed
just
off
sort
worked.
Of annoy you, like yeah. Annoy me.
Yeah,
you.
Like annoy. Off the top of your head.
I'll tell you three things that annoy you, Vanessa.
Annoy. Now you.
Okay.
Not
annoy
me.
Yes.
Okay, so three things that annoy you.
Oh my gosh.
We can go one by one if you like, or three all at once.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I'll do one.
You go.
Okay. One thing that really annoys me, and it's really like I try not to let it get to me too much, but people who are indecisive.
What do you mean?
So like they can't make a decision.
Sometimes I think you're right, but then also I think it might be wrong. What
you know?
What do you mean?
Right? I don't know. Yeah. Like it's so hard.
Like, pick a lane.
Yes. Just do it. Just make a decision. Just do it. Just do it.
You know what? That's just because, and I'm going to do a little psychology 101.
Oh, yes, please do.
That's like
yes.
Transference, because you are such a strong and you are a decision maker.
Yes.
And the only time that things affect you is when you don't make
a decision. Oh,
so
I know.
You see that mirrored, as Americans say, and somebody else that frustrates you because
it
you are
frustrates
a decision maker.
Me. Yes, and that's right. And when I can't make a decision, which doesn't happen very often,
yeah.
It's very frustrating yeah. to me. And I'm like, Asabi, just make a freaking decision.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. All right.
What about you?
My number three is?
Yes.
Because if we're going to go 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So my number three yes. is tailgaters. I cannot handle it when I'm driving in my cute little car, which, by the way,
cute.
Is super cute.
Yes.
And it's little. And then these dorks just come up right behind me, even at nighttime. Their lights are on like, I don't know, megawatt.
Yeah.
And they're right there. And it's like, mate, back off.
I
had this little ditty walk past me. Not walk. She was in a car. I was driving up in past Woolloongabba, you know, going 60 because that's the speed limit.
Yes, it
and
is.
And I had this little, I'm going to call it, bitch who was right up my ass.
If you could see her face.
Oh my God, I'm so angry right now. It's like bringing back all these memories. And she was like sort of leaning forward onto, because I looked back in the rear vision, she was leaning forward onto the steering wheel, and she was giving me like the daggers and then like doing the whole mouthing thing. I'm not gonna do it now because mouthing
yeah because
well,
you can't see it
podcast.
But trust me people, she's mouthing.
She was like saying bad words.
Aww.
And lots of them. Anyway, then she passed me. Even though there was 20 more people in front of me and we were all going 60, it's peak hour traffic. And she like, and then does like the bird.
Wow. I don't understand that.
And it was a girl.
I don't. Yeah. There's so many bad drivers out there, male, female, and everything in between. And I don't understand why people, like when you're in rush hour traffic, why do you need to be in such a hurry? Because you can't go anywhere. And these people, like, I was actually hit last week we were in stop go traffic, and you know how sometimes stop go, like, you'll drive for a little bit and then you gotta stop, and then you'll drive for a little bit and then you gotta stop, right?
Stop go.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just, you know, so people understand. And and I could see in my rearview mirror this young guy, like, I swear to God, I could see the hairs on his face. Like, he was so close to me. And I was just looking and I was like, oh, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. And we had to come to a stop and pop. Luckily, it was a tap. It was, like, literally, it was not much.
You've got a cute car too.
Exactly. As my sister calls it, a little zippy car. Yeah, well, I mean, it was broad daylight. And, you know, so we pulled over and we had a conversation. He was super apologetic. Like, he allowed me to take photos of his license and get his number. But, I mean, there was no damage
done. Did he have insurance?
No, he didn't.
See, that's really bad because he should have insurance. That makes me dirty because he's now making everybody on that road a victim if he stuffs up.
Yep.
So, mates, guys, get out there. Get some
RACQ. Get your insurance.
Get some insurance. Get your green slip.
And make sure you just follow, you know, have a safe following distance.
I think the regulated following distance is 1.5 car lengths.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. If you are unaware, people, go to RTA website. Just check it out because...
Yeah, it's people's lives. Luckily, there was no damage done to either of our cars, and we were both safe. Thank cars God. Are drivable. You know, I just said, oh, mate, look, it's fine. Just go home, relax. You know, he was in his high viz, so, you know, he had a hard work day. So I was just like, just go
Stop
home.
Stop being so nice.
I can't help
he hit
it.
You.
I know, but he didn't mean to.
Yeah, he did. He was probably looking down at his phone.
Oh.
All right, number two for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so I don't like, no, I'm going to save that one for number one because that's number one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, people who touch my hair without asking.
Oh.
That is just like...
Why would people just come up and touch your hair?
Because it looks cool. I have very awesome hair. I have very kinky, coily hair. And especially if I have it out in a fro. Oh my God. When it's out in a fro, first of all, my hair will conform to whatever shape you put it into, right?
Well, so if someone touches it, they get
Yeah, so if you come and put your hand into it after I've like coiffed a nice round fro... then that just kind of fucks it up. And I've had people I don't even know. So, like, I've had friends do it, and I'm kind of like, yeah, all right, whatever, you're my friend. But I've had strangers come up and just, like, from behind. They don't say anything. They don't talk to me, and they just touch my hair. And I'm like, I might punch you in the face.
Nobody likes it when a stranger comes up from you behind.
I mean, like,
from behind.
Do you come up and grab a woman's breast? I know there are men out there that
Dude,
do that and women out
the
there
time.
That do that. Yeah, well, you've got nice boobs. But...
doesn't mean you can grab them.
That's exactly right. That does not mean you can just come up and touch people. So ask first. And
Touchy,
if they
no.
That's right. And if they say no, you have to accept that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But
I might say yes. I don't know. It depends on what hairstyle I'm wearing and how I'm feeling that day.
And also how hot the guy is who wants to
Oh, well.
Touchy. Moving on.
Anyway, what's your number two?
Number two, and this really irks me to the point where I've yelled at people in supermarkets before.
Oh my God, I'd love to see that.
Improper recycling and also overuse of plastics without proper waste.
Yes.
Frustrates the bejesus out of me.
Yes.
Like, why do you need individual food items wrapped with plastic?
Exactly.
You know, I've got a plastic bag out there in our kitchen, which is for soft plastics, which, by the way, Coles are now recycling to turn into their bags.
Yes.
So that's what we use our packaging for.
Yep.
Otherwise, Asabi and I have two bags at where our compost is, and that's where we do our easily recyclable and ones that we can sometimes take back to, you know, Tomra recycling.
Mm.
But even just looking at your waste, looking at how you are living on this planet and realizing that we have so much plastic, we don't need it.
That's correct.
There's so many other options out there. Kate Hudson has just started a line where she's recycling clothes and plastics into the material.
Yes,
so the clothes last longer.
Yeah.
But also they're better for the environment and they're actually pretty funky. There's so many things out there that we can do as a worldwide society to stop
That's
plastic
right.
Overuse.
And there's tons of textiles that have been created from recycled plastics. Like, even I've seen clothing made out of tires and recycled car tires. So it's out there. It's out there. So look for it.
It's very
Use
cool.
It.
I went to the tip for the first time ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, last weekend. And they have this whole, you know.
Yeah.
But they have this little section where you can take your paint or your oil from your car. So say, for example, you change cars, but you've got a spare couple of cans of oil that you use. You can actually take those big chunky plastics, pour the oil into a machine, which sort of drains it into a big Ernie typey thing. That oil then gets used to help make new roads.
Yeah. Yep. It sure does. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing what we can do with materials these days.
Let's recycle.
Yes.
Let's recycle.
That's amazing. Well done. Well done. All right. Now, my final thing, which is kind of, it's difficult because I love it and yet it annoys me at the same time.
Interesting.
The sun.
The sun.
Because, you know, the sun, it is a big, gorgeous, beautiful ball of fire, and it provides life on this planet.
And vitamin D.
And vitamin D, we all know. Check out our episode on We All Need the D.
Thanks, Dr. Greg Emerson.
Thank you. And yet, sometimes when I'm walking outside, it can be so blazing hot and uncomfortable that I just wish it would go away.
We need to get you one of those UV umbrellas. They're yes. amazing. Because once you put them up, you're actually kind of cool underneath.
Yeah, that would be great.
They sort of, they show off the signs of a proper shade.
Right, okay. Okay, they provide shade.
There
yes.
you go. But yes. it's like weird. It's quite cool under there.
Okay, that would be
that's
good.
Hilarious.
It is funny. It's very funny because I know that it's something I need, and yet it annoys the hell out of me sometimes. Anyway,
you. My little bedroom in summer is a hot box.
The whole house is a hot box.
Oh, it's sit just, in that room for yeah. 5 minutes at nighttime and you'll die. But at the same time, I completely love it. And I also remember when we were sitting here in winter, freezing our little
true.
Tutus off.
And we were loving the sun at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just like, oh my God, there's a little bit of sun. Get it. Get it now.
Catch 22.
All right, what's your last one?
My number one, like, absolute annoyance of all time. Mm. And you know this
yes.
because I walk around the house sometimes going, what's that noise? Because I have less hearing in my left ear due to many years of DJing. I think it's tinnitus or whatever.
Tinnitus, yeah.
Americans call it.
Yes. We're strange.
So, yeah, I have like I have a constant sort of and a in my left ear, which with through time and management, I can live a life, you know, with it.
Mm.
It's not as bad.
Yeah.
I also have other techniques that I do. But if I hear, for example,
oh yes,
and I'm sort of in my zone. I'm doing something on the computer, or I'm doing the washing, or I'm walking around the house, just you know, being me, and I can hear. And I'll come in. I'll go to somebody. Can you hear that? And she goes, "Hear what?" I'm like, "The ticking." She can't hear it.
I can't hear it, which is amazing because I have excellent hearing. Well, I've learned to tune it out because we know what it is. We know what the ticking is. It's a big, massive clock that I have in the living room.
Whenever Sabi's not home, I take it off the wall and hide it in her office.
Yeah. And the thing, it's really funny because I never hear the clock until I hear it
right now.
Yeah, I have to listen for it. So I've been able to isolate the sound out of my head. And it's only when Vanessa's like, don't you hear it? Don't you hear it? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I do hear it. Oh, that's so weird.
But even other things, I heard that it's like, tick, 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 like yesterday.
Mm.
And it was a bird on our balcony, but not outside, but down further on.
Mm.
And my doors were shut.
Yep.
And he was sharpening his beak on
oh
the
my
side
gosh.
Of the thing. And it was like, and he kept going, and he was doing it for ages. And at the point where I said, Bertie, stop it.
It's like, get off our house.
Oh, but then there's so many other little noises, a dripping tap, which is probably in your bathroom. I can hear it.
No, my taps aren't dripping.
But that's how
yeah, but that's how far away it is. Yeah.
And I can hear that. It's weird.
I can hear stuff from the – so we live in a converted Queenslander, and we live in the upper level, and I can sometimes hear stuff in our neighbors. I can hear their running taps and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really – because I think my bedroom is over their kitchen.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I can sometimes hear
little noises annoy me.
Yeah, and our house creaks. Sometimes it creaks to the point where I think there's somebody walking around the living room, and I will come out in the middle of the night and turn on the light and look around.
It sort of expands, doesn't it?
Mm, it does.
But it also creaks whenever we walk. We should do an example. Whenever we walk up and down our hallway, if you stand in particular sections, the floor will go...
Yep.
So yeah, I live in a perfect house, which goes with my favorite.
we try to tiptoe past, like when we're walking down the hallway, just that we don't make noise. But this house, I mean, it's a gorgeous house. It is a gorgeous house, but it does creak.
Yeah,
it does creak. And when it's windy outside, like Oh my gosh, the blinds actually bang against the house because of the wind.
Very frustrating. That's why you'll probably see me a lot with headphones in or noise cancelling things in, because if I'm already on edge or focusing on something, and if I hear a noise, that will just kind of like set me off.
Yeah. And guys, you do not want to set Vanessa off. Ever.
Not unless you provide wine.
Yes, that's right. Wine, that's our thing. You bring us wine and cheese and some fruit of some kind.
Yeah.
Crackers maybe, and we're just
the list keeps growing.
We just roll over and we're like, rub our bellies.
But yeah, well, I think I know a little bit more about you now.
Yeah, same. I think it's great. It's always good to know the people you live with.
Yeah, and it's always good to know the people that you listen to, because I'm sure you guys love Wine and Sympathy.
Yes, and we want to just say thank you for listening. Yes.
And also thank you to our sponsor for this past 2020, nakedwines.com.au.
That's right. We couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks also to That's Not Canon Productions for being our hostess,
Yes, our producers and our podcast family. Thank you very much.
And for now, be cool, recycle, and please be safe. Don't tailgate.
That's right. Don't tailgate. And wear sunscreen, for God's sake. Wear sunscreen. All right, everyone.
All right.
Bye. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into Wine and Sympathy. We hope you've been enjoying the episodes. And as always, you can follow us on Facebook at Wine Sympathy, on Instagram at Wine Sympathy. And if you ever want to reach out to us, please feel free to email us at info@winesympathy.page. That's info@winesympathy.page. Thanks, guys.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.